It is said that Jatubbannam Mayasistam Gunapannam Vibhava. The Lord says that the four divisions of social order, namely the Brahmins, the Kshatriyas, the Vaishyas, Shudras, the divisions created by me and guna karma vibhava, not by birth style, but by identification of quality and actual law. Then the similar way, in the Srimad Bhagavatam also, it is stated that jasya hi jat vannādi vanyaka lakkhanam syāh, jasya hi jat lakkhanam syāh vannādi vanyaka tat tenai va vinit vise. The whole basic system is to pick up qualitative first. There is no such thing as birthright quality. Siddhar Swami, the greatest commentator on Srimad Bhagavatam, he has commented on this verse, jasya hi jat lakkhanam syāh vannādi vanyaka tattai naiva vinirbhise. Yadi anattva vibhisheta tattai naiva vinirbhise. If such quality is found in another platform, then he should be designated in that position. Just like if a boy born of a Brahmin family, he has got the quality of a Shudra, he should be indicated as Shudra. And if a boy born of a Shudra family, but he has got the Brahmin qualities, then he should be accepted as that. So this Krishna consciousness movement is accepting persons who are developing these qualities of Brahmins and Vaishnavas. It is not that because they are not born in India, not born in Hindu family. It is not, there is no such consideration. Anyone, Jai Krishna Tattva Vitta Shai Guruha, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said that Tiva Sudra Tiva Vipra Nasitane No, Jai Krishna Tattva Vitta Shai Guruha. It doesn't matter whether a man is a Sudra or a Brahmin, or a sannyasi, or a householder, it doesn't matter. If he actually knows the science of God, Krishna Tattva, Krishna means God, the Supreme Lord, and Tattva means scientific knowledge. Jai Krishna Tattva Vitta Shai Guru. And another place, Lord Chaitanya said, Amar Advan Guru Sahiya Taro Sabbadesh. To become a spiritual master, one may think it is a very difficult job. Yes, it is a very difficult job, but it is also very simple thing. Very difficult job in this way, if one cannot assimilate the Vedic knowledge. Parāvākṣā nannata sthīti bājna haiya. If they become simply Vedic students only, without assimilating, then it is very difficult. But if one can understand what is the idea of Vedic principle, that is very weak. So, what is the idea of Vedic principle? The Lord says, Vedishta Sarvai Pahamiva Bija. By different scriptures, Vedic literature, the Paul Taylor, the Upanishad, the Vedanta Sutra, and any other literature, Ramayana, Mahabharata, there are so many allied scriptures. The whole aim is target is Krishna. Vedishta Sarvai Pahamiva Bija. So actually, the Veda, the searching Krishna. In the Brahma Samhita also, it is stated, Advaita Yachyati Anadi Ananta Rupam Adyam Purana Purusam Navajovanancha Veda is Dhulla. Adur Lavanata Vakso Govindamadi Purusam Avangmaya. So, it is very difficult to find out Krishna is in the base. But if you are fortunate enough to contact a devotee of Krishna, then he can do it. And if one understands Krishna, then he understands the whole Veda. So these merciful benedictions were given by Lord Krishna, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is incarnation of Krishna. Krishna Vannam Tisha Krishnam. He is Krishna. Categorically he is Krishna or chanting Krishna. But by complex hand he is Akrishna. Tisha Krishna. So he gave us this greatest benediction that he simply chants Hare Krishna mantra and you get all knowledge. The greatest impediment of acquiring knowledge is congestion of our heart with dirty things. Lord Chaitanya says that if you chant without any offense very nicely, then your heart becomes clean of all dirty things. Sita Dasana Marjanam Bhava Mahada Karnipa. And then you are liberated. Brahma Vupata Sannatma Nasiti. So, this Krishna consciousness moment is based on Lord Chaitanya's teaching. We have published the book, Teachings of Lord Chaitanya. And teachings of the Bhagavad Gita. It is not a new thing. Of course, in this country, it is being presented for the last 2 years, but the thing is not new. It is the oldest. Because if we take the verse from Bhagavad Gita, Lord says, Hivam vigasati yugam pratvana hamabhyam. This yuga system, Bhagavad Gita, I was spoken by me to Vivasan, the Sun Lord. Vivasan Manavipra. And the Sun Lord said to his son Manu, Manu Ikhaka Vibravi, Evam Parampara Prasa. In this way, he studied. Satalena Yuganasya Parantapa. But unfortunately, that link has been broken. Therefore, I am speaking again to you the old philosophy, Yoga system, Bhagavad Gita, and to you. Why you are speaking to me? I am not a Vedantist. I am not a sannyasi. I am not a Brahmin. Why you want to teach me? Bhaktosmi. Because you are my devotee. That was the first qualification of understanding Vedas or Bhagavad Gita, is to become a devotee of Krishna. Otherwise it is blocked. Just like it says you could take a bottle of honey and lick it on the bottle. You don't have to take. It has to be opened. who has got the key, very good, very satisfied. So, Bhagavad Gita cannot be understood by academic scholarship. It is not possible. The same bottle licking. But it has to be opened by the devotee. Just like Arjuna opened it. Param Brahma, Param Dhamma, Purisham, Param Bhavam. Purisham, Shastram, Adhyam. He understood Krishna. So we have to follow the opener of the bottle. Funny God. Then he will test what is Bhagavad Gita. So, the Krishna consciousness movement is to purify human society. And the purification process simply by chanting is sufficient. But still, our Goswamis, they have given us some ritualistic ceremonies that will help the process of purification, sacrifice, offering, these things are there. But the main thing is chant Hare Krishna. That is sufficient. So in our society, we want to establish divine society. Therefore, there is need of all classes of men and all classes of social orders. Our Vedic conception is Varnasam Dharma. The Hindu term is not found in any Vedic literature. It is a name given by the Mahavadans. So far I know, it is not. Real term is Varnasam Dharma, Sanatana Dharma. Four Varnas and four Ashrams. Four Varnas, Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra, according to qualification. Bhagavad Gita also says, these are the qualifications, Brahmins, Satpasama, Dama, Titikya, Java, Asadu, Pasanam, Dhamma, Karma, Sabhavajam. Similarly, there are indications of the Kshatriyas, Vaishyas, and Sudras, one qualification. Puricharya, Atmakam, Karma, Suddha, Karma, Sabhavajam. Puricharya, to serve others. And in this age, because everyone is after employment. Without employment he cannot survive. Therefore, it is said, Kalav Sudra Samama. In the Kali Hindu, a Brahmin is not expected to serve anyone. A Kshatriya is not expected to serve anyone. Not the Vaishnava. Vaishya, only the Sudra. So, Kalavsu Sudra Samma. Therefore, actually, there is no Vedic ritualistic performance for the Sudra. It is meant for the Brahmana. But there is Pancharatri Vidhi for this age. When Sudras can be elevated to the position of Brahmin or Vaishnava by the Vaishnava Vidhi. That Vidhi is a voluminous book by Sanatana Goswami. But there is everything how Brahmachari will live, how a Grihastha will live, how a Dhanaprastha will live. The summary is being practiced and we are holding now today two ceremonies. Some of the boys and girls will be initiated primarily and one couple will be married. So according to Hindu rites, there are many kinds of marriage, 8 kinds of marriage. So in these 8, as you find in the Srimad Bhagavatam, marriage can be performed simply by an event. Sitarameva hi dvahe. That is sufficient. And actually it is being carried on in every country. The boys and girls go to a magistrate and give their statement and agree that is marriage. Here also, the same principle will be carried under some Vaishnava rites, chanting Hare Krishna, offering prayers to the acharyas and the deities. So we have got all the Vedic arrangement, but not from Dharma. But our only aim is to preach Krishna consciousness, to understand the science of Krishna. It doesn't matter whether one is household as a sannyasi or a brahmachari or a brahmi, a kshatriya or a vaishya, a shudra. Sakarmana tamabhatya samsiddhi labhate para. Everyone should engage his energy to satisfy the Supreme God. That is, samsiddhi haritodhana. Atapkum vidigasresha varnasama vivhada. Sanu sthitatsa dharmasya samsiddhi haritodhana. You never mind. In whatever condition you are, maybe a Brahmin, maybe a Kshatriya or a Shudra, you have got particular duty, that's all. That makes you a Brahmin or a Shudra or Brahmacharya. But whatever particular duty you may have, just try to see whether by your duty the Supreme Lord is satisfied. Then it is fine. Sanskritasya dharmasya sansiddhi haritosam. That is the test. If you have satisfied Krishna through his representative, just the prasadar, bhagavat prasad, just like he work in some big establishment, and he can satisfy our immediate boss, that is the satisfaction of the whole company. You haven't got to see whether all the members of the company have become satisfied. Simply, the immediate boss under which you are working, if he is satisfied, then you know the company is satisfied because he is submitting the report of his work. Similarly, Krishna is very kind. He is helping you in different ways. He is within your heart. Krishna is leading your heart. Antajyāna, Chaitya Guru. And he is presenting himself as spiritual master. Both ways. Externally, internally. He is trying to help you. And when you are actually taking the advantage of that help, and if you are engaged with love and affection in the transcendental service of the Lord, then you can talk with God from within. God is within you. You haven't got to find out God in so many places. Anywhere you can sit down. But if you are sincere, if you are actually wanting to offer your service to the Lord, Tisam satadhiriptanam bhajatam sinti bhūtvatam gadam buddhijogam. He will give you intelligence. Simply we have to become sincere, parameter. So it doesn't matter whether one is householder or the brahmachari or sannyasi, he has to become first of all sincere, parameter. Then everything is complete. The Lord is within you, he will give you all knowledge, all enlightenment, all dictation, and make your life progressive. Sadhu sadhyatato sadhu sangha ततो भजन क्रिया भवन निरीक्षा ततो निष्ठा ततो ऋषि ततो भाव ततो प्रेम योर लाइफ इज सप्लाई जन लभ्या चापरंग लाभ मन्नति नाभिगम एंड इफ यू कैन कॉन्टेक्ट the Supreme Personality of Godhead, somewhere or other, by discharge of this devotional service in any position, never mind, then you will see no more profits. Everyone in the material world is working hard day and night for some profit. But if you can be engaged in the service of the Lord, you see that you are so much profited that you will say, Samim Kitakus meaning Param Bhajasi. I don't want it. I have got all the profits now. I am fully satisfied. That is the question. Jayatma Sutra Sirati. Savaitni Saparo Dharma Gato Bhakti. If you can develop that stage of life, Jato bhakti vadho khaji, adho khaji, the Lord is beyond your sensual perception, therefore it is called adho khaji. Amal manasa gochara, you cannot reach the absolute truth simply by mental speculation, because he is beyond your mental speculation. Amal manasa gochara. But he can reveal himself. That is it. Raham Pakasa Sarvastu Yumaya Samadhita. He reveals it. Premanyana Chirita Bhakti Vilochanena Santastha Deva Vidayasi Vilochanena. If you are a joy in love of Godhead, then you see God everywhere. Within your heart and outside. Premanyana Chirita Bhakti Vilochanena. That real purpose is bhakti. Bhaktyama vijana pijavan jachyami tattataha. Only by bhakti. So, anywhere you be situated, you take the process of loving service to the Lord, and the Lord will reveal himself. Lord will reveal himself. Then your life is successful in whatever condition you may be, it doesn't matter. You will be situated in a high space, janglabha, chaparanglabha, mannatinabha, tata. That means you say, guru nabhi dukkhena na bhisha. If you are situated in that position, then if you are put into the test of serious difficulties, he will not be moved. He is steady. No retirement. Just as we have got many instances, Prahlad Maharaj, he was a little boy, 5 years old, and his only difficulty was that he became a devotee of the Lord. His father became his father. He didn't know this. He taught him like any, but he was not to be moved. He was sticking to his own position. And here are many instances in your this part of your Lord Jesus Christ, he was sticking. And he remained steady in his position. Haridas Thakur, he was marvelous when he took up this Krishna consciousness. The Mahavidyan government despised him like anything. He remained steady. So, these religious persecution, this and that is the history of the whole world. But if one sticks to the position of becoming a pure devotee of the Lord, he has nothing to be afraid of. He is steady and in particular the business. Steadily, Krishna is helping. There is no doubt. Thank you. It will begin here. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Then it go to the next place. In this way, come to this side. Again, begin from here, come to this side. And 16 down. And you know the four rules and regulations? What is that?
Gambling.
Huh?
Four rules?
Yes.
Gambling. Beating.
Yes.
Of
that marriage? Yes. And other offenses, he will give you 10 kinds of offenses. There's a list. Send the text from me. Now, go down. So, Vishnu, Adaya, Krishna, Krishthaya, Bhutali, Bhumati, Shakti, Vedanta, Swami, Iti, Naya. So your name is Sri Chaitanya Das. I think there is no. Bhutali, Bhumati, Shakti, Vedanta, Shami, Siddhi, Nami. Thank you. Come on. Now, chant
Krishna,
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 Rama,
Hare,
Rama,
Rama,
Hare,
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 Krishna,
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 Krishna.